At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and well inside of your neck of the woods as we are heading into the holiday season and we are so close in regards of getting into this. So let's talk about this real quick. Over the last few weeks, I've told you that we'd be talking a little bit more about things related to psychology. And of course, we've been talking about psychology and we've been talking about safety for years at this point. We're taking a little bit heavier dive as of late into psychology. So let's talk about this. The fact or fiction of seasonal affective disorder. Have you ever felt a little gloomy or sad and kind of depressed when the seasons change? Have you ever thought that it may be the reason for the season for that? I mean, who knows? But seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD, is a type of depression that is related to the changing of the seasons. This is a period between the beginning of autumn and the end of winter months for most people. If you've never experienced it, you probably know someone who has. And one of the most common types of depression. I mean, think about it real quick. There's a lot of people that don't like, you know, different seasons throughout the year, or some that do, and some that might even move to a sunnier place just to get out of that kind of depression. And I get it. But it's an actual thing. Or do you think that people are just using an excuse? I mean, it's something to think about, of course. In most cases, here's the thing. Most people fall under SAD umbrella from October to April, and other more minor cases from April to September. Though on a rare occasion, some people even experience it all year long, which is interesting, of course. So this brings up the question of the authenticity of to this so-called depression. Before we go into this, let's kind of point out some of the symptoms which are common here. Feeling depressed for most of the day, losing interest in activities that were fun before that time, bad sleep, less energy, overall feeling of lethargy. So it may seem that some of these are just excuses, or, you know, people who are procrastinating or blame the winter blues for not wanting to go outside or even get out of bed. But further insight to the topic gives a different light into it. So let's just jump on this a little bit. In more severe cases, there's even worse symptoms, such as finding it hard to concentrate, as well as having suicidal thoughts. So what is the cause of SAD? Although there is no medical professional conclusion for this actual cause, there are some different opinions. Your biological clock or your circadian rhythm may be involved. For example, the reduced sunlight in the autumn winter months may have a severe impact on people's biological clock. Lack of sunlight may also cause the drop in serotonin levels that may lead to levels of depression. The changing of the seasons could also affect the melatonin levels inside of a person's body that play a major role in their sleep patterns and good mood. A couple of unpopular opinions we can also talk about in regards of this, because we have to talk about all sides that we can find. One of the less popular opinions on the matter is that SAD may run in the family. Family members that have struggled with this could pass it on to the next generation, especially if the mother has struggled with SAD throughout her pregnancy. Having bipolar disease could also probably be a significant role in the development of SAD. Professionals don't place their chips on this theory because, you know, bipolar disease is by itself a clinically type of depression. But last but not least, statistically, SAD occurs in people who live far from the equator. So that's something that you would have to give into consideration as well. This may also cause the longer summer days and decreased sunlight during the winter. So some stuff to think about, of course. How to treat it? So here's some things that we were able to find online. and throughout some medical books in regards to what you can take a look at. Regardless of how severe the specific case is, the matter shouldn't be taken lightly, and you are best off on finding the means of treating the treating sadness. And of course, we also have to call it sadness with a capital S-A-D as we are talking about it. Here are some of the best ways to do so. Light therapy is the most common famous treatment for SAD. It's a bright light that people get exposed to every day during during the light deprived months. So something to think about in that particular regards. A person sits in front of a big light up box and shines with about 10,000 lumens every day for about 30 to 45 minutes. It usually is done early in the morning. Psychotherapy is also known as cognitive behavior therapy. Talk therapy is the type of therapy that can help people cope with the difficulties in this situation. So that's some aspects that you can give some thoughts to. In consideration, that type of therapy is more effective when it comes to long-term effects. This also is because the main objectives are to maintain a sane and safe environment for the recipients to get him out of the house. Medication is commonly used for the practice when it comes to the type of depression. People are divided on whether pills are the way to when you're struggling with any type of depression that's ignited by a disease. So think about that. And the most obvious way is, of course, vitamin D. Nutritional supplements of the vitamin could help improve the symptoms, although most specialists find it insufficient, especially compared to other three options, it is still considered a way up. Vitamin D pills is something that I've taken throughout the years, and I can't complain about it. I mean, it's one of those things that seems to be work well for most. So in wrapping it up, let's just kind of give some consideration to this. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short, is the type of depression mood that occurs at the same time every year. It's most common in people living above 30 degrees latitude north and south in North America. The seasonal changes are primarily contributed to the phenomenon because of the shorter days come less sunlight, which can also cause an imbalance in your brain's chemicals like serotonin. But don't worry, there are other things that can help you alleviate the symptoms before they get worse. Some helpful strategies include vitamin D3 and B12 daily, drinking more water throughout the day, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly. However, remember that the most cognitive tool to deal with this is to be cognitive about it. You can consciously decide to be stronger than your environment, and that happens once you realize that you don't have to follow the main sequence. Stay happy, consciously. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.